What's going on? What's going on? We're back. We're back for the fifth season. What's going on, everybody? What's going on? If y'all see this, like and share and tell everybody we're back. What's this? 2023? We're back. What's going on,
it's
y'all?
It's been a long time. It's been coming.
In the most amazing way. We back in the most amazing way.
All
right. He had to get that out. My guy Walt is in the building. Lawrence is here. I'm here. Kari's on vacation.
Shout out, Kari. It's not about to do that. Bum.
Wow.
Yeah, he's gonna get mad.
Yeah, I'm on him. I'm on his head.
But when y'all see this, man, it's good to be back. It's new setup. Shout out to Jamie and the crew. New setup, new topics, new stuff coming for this year. But it's just good to be back, you know, for football season. We 2 weeks behind? Yeah, two weeks. This is week three tomorrow. So, what's new? What's new? Can't just jump into sports.
Life, man. Y'all already know. Life is happening. Feeling good, though. I'm glad we back in here. Back to debating topics every Saturday with y'all, with everybody, all the fans that we got that get to come in with their opinions. Feel good.
Anything, Walt?
Just back in the most amazing way, man. Trying to stay humble, dog. That's it. Just chilling, man.
You don't want to flex, say nothing crazy.
Man, well, I'm just happy the football season back, man. That's really what I'm excited about.
Yeah, I'm excited about football season and a lot of stuff. I am now a daddy, for anybody watching. I'm a new daddy. I'm part of the crew now. Lawrence and Walt had kids. I got a 9-month-year-old named Harmony, and she's the beautifulest thing in the world to me. So, shout out to Harmony. I love you.
Shout out.
That's what's been new.
Shout out to all the dads out there.
Shout out Brooklyn. Shout out Coco. Shout out Lil Walt, as he called him, the boy. You know,
the boy, everybody
the
know.
Boy. So if y'all see this, like and share, and spread the word that we are back. 2K23 for the fifth season, and we're gonna keep it consistent this time with the content. And Irv, I'm shouting you out, you old angry guy. So you see this? When you see this, I shouted you out. So football, basketball. You got. What's that? Sha'Carri Richardson. It's so much to talk about. It's Coco. Why we can't Coco live Golf. That's crazy. What's up?
What? Why we can't go live from here?
We got to just link that up.
Oh, yeah. We can get that together. All right. Don't worry about it.
That's separate, though, because Richard used to do that. Anyways, you got Coco Golf. You got Sha'Carri Richardson running, doing her thing, making a huge comeback, you know. They clowned her when her mom passed away, said she couldn't do it and was getting beat by the Jamaicans, and she come back and doing her thing. USA did their thing, men's wise too, and females. The Lions, you know, the Lions, you know, I was happy game one, NFL.
I don't know if they clowned her.
Bro, they was talking about her bad, bro. They was going in on her, bro. Let's not. Because I even put that in the group chat, like, bro, they was really dogging her. As if... because of that little situation, because her mom passed, which, you know, I understand. But when she went in, you don't hear nothing about her at all.
What was they saying?
Well, I don't have the stats to prove it.
I'm just saying, what were...
Oh,
what,
she can't compete with the Jamaicans or...
I don't know. I don't remember saying that one.
I do. I remember reading it.
But at the time, she couldn't, right?
She had a deaf in the family.
At the time, she couldn't compete with them, right?
She had a deaf in the family.
She couldn't.
Her mind wasn't there.
Yeah, we back.
At the time, she couldn't compete with them, right?
We back for sure.
Because of mental issues.
Whether it's mental or physical or both, right? Whether it was the weed that was in her lungs that slowed her down.
Allegedly.
Whatever it was, at that time, during those Olympics, she wasn't ready for that. She probably didn't even know she was going to be able to run.
Then there's another story I could counter back on that, but I don't even care. She's winning now.
Won. She's always been a winner, but sometimes you have setbacks, and that's what happens when...
And they was on her head, building the girl up to knock her down, and now she back.
But who head aren't they going to be on, like, when you don't show up?
Yeah, but that's different. It's different folded under pressure with something like it versus a family death that can... alter your whole life. It's the difference to me. That's just me.
Well, then pull out. Simone Biles pulled out when her mental wasn't right.
Pause. Huh?
Simone Biles pulled out of the Olympics when her mental.
She did.
Okay.
But that's two of the people, though.
What I'm saying is,
you're not going to win this.
You're not either. Yeah, it's no win. It's not a win. It's just
reality.
It's reality. It's you. If you don't show up, people is gonna give you some feedback that you probably not gonna like.
So we can call this a tie. So with that being said, talking about building up and knocking down, we can go the Lions route or we can go Colorado. That's gonna play in about 15 minutes. They 3-0 right now. They had adversity. Colorado, Deion Sanders doing business over there. They play Oregon, one of the top offenses in the league right now. Well, in college.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's kind of the situation where it's like building them up. Because technically, I feel like people are waiting for them to fail to an extent. To an extent. Because of what Deion's changing.
But that's what any front runner. That's just like everybody waiting on Georgia to fall.
Yeah.
Everybody was waiting on Alabama to fall. I mean, when Texas beat Alabama this year, I mean, everybody was hyped. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, it's just that kind of people like to go with the underdog sometimes.
Sometimes.
Well, in this game, they ain't the underdog. They are the underdog.
Then you got to think, this is one season of them facing adversity. Like, they was trash last year.
Terrible.
Like the teams, the programs you just mentioned, they all been historically great for years and years to come. This is one season, and all the backlash that he's facing and the criticism that they getting is I don't know, it ain't right. To me, it's not right. But like you said, everybody want to see, you know, the top dog for the most part. So
that Floyd Mayweather effect.
Yeah, it's the Floyd Mayweather effect or the Muhammad Ali effect.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? That's just how I go. And although, go back to Shakiri, she was favorited to win that.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
For
so,
sure.
Team USA in basketball.
Was we
in FIBA?
Wait, this year
FIBA?
We was favored
coming out the gate.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know why they thought that.
Coming out the gate,
I wouldn't have thought
that.
Honestly, I didn't even know.
Coming out the gate, yeah. Nah. It was favorite to win the FIBA.
I didn't know that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Not with them scrubs, no.
But yeah, so, you know, it is what it is, man.
Y'all think it's going to be close or y'all think it's going to be a blowout?
It depends on what Bo Nixon does.
And we're talking about the Colorado and Oregon.
Yeah. I think it just depends on what Bo Nixon shows up. If the Bo Nixon show up that was at Auburn, then yeah, Colorado gonna probably win by at least 10. But if Bo Nixon show up, the Bo Nixon that was last year at Oregon, I think Oregon would get the game by 10.
I think it wasn't called like -21. Right now,
yeah,
I think that's a terrible.
Yeah,
I think that's terrible.
Because
Oregon don't have the defense to justify that type of.
Colorado don't spread. Either. That's why I think Bo Nix gonna have a good game because they can't stop a cold.
No.
They just.
Yeah, but if it turns into a shootout, I'm gonna go with Colorado.
Yeah, I trust him, my boy.
Yeah. So if it turns into the shootout, then yeah, I'm probably gonna go to Colorado.
So asking a question because I don't know. I don't watch Oregon like that. Probably since what, DeAnthony Thomas. That's a long time ago.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's a long time ago. I don't miss Oregon like that. So like, are they just a high power offense overall? They as in like they got a good receiving core, dog running backs, or it's just a good running back?
They
still just fast paced type deal.
The fast paced and just a good team.
Oh, okay. So.
But I tell you this, I think Colorado have a better chance of winning this game than going against Washington. Because Michael Penix Jr. is.
They play Washington.
Yeah.
When did they play? Because I know they play USC next after this game, right?
I'll probably say that can be a competitive game.
Yeah, it will. Yeah.
But them receivers in Washington.
They some dogs like that.
They got two, like. Everybody want to talk about Ohio State wide receivers.
Marvin Harrison Jr., he a dog.
Amuka, whatever his name is. Sorry for butchering your name. Ohio State.
Okay.
They got two.
Nice.
But the two receivers for Washington, and you could probably count their third receiver. They are probably going to go in the first two rounds.
They like that. Again, sorry for everybody watching. I don't watch nobody in college football.
That's
besides
a while from now. That's like the game before they last game. So November 17th, they play Washington.
Okay,
but they got some tough. They got some ranked teams they got to go against.
Yeah. I looked their schedule out last week.
I said they could probably beat UCLA and Oregon when I was talking to my boy probably like last week. But I just don't see it against USC and
they can just tighten up this
and Washington. Yeah. No, it ain't. But it they just don't have the horses on defense yet.
Yeah,
they couldn't get those transfers.
Yeah, not yet. Yeah.
Oh yeah, hey,
just like they don't have the dogs on the offensive line. Deion, well, that's why Shadur always running for his life.
Deion said like he's eight dogs away from being like.
Probably more than that, for real.
I mean, yeah, but so do they always go against this many?
The Pac-12 just winning, bro.
I was about to say most of these teams never been ranked. I've never seen ranked before, or at least not in a long time.
It makes you think on why they are leaving the Pac-12.
That's tough.
Hmm. How competitive Pac-12 is this year?
UCLA, like dog. UCLA ain't no.
Yeah, but Dante Moore over there slinging.
Yeah, I'm gonna say he
Washington, like you said, Utah.
I gotta look at Washington.
Utah is probably the only team over there that play defense.
On their schedule?
Oh, do the Colorado have to play Utah?
Yeah.
Last game of the season.
So that's another game that.
Because they play.
If Utah get their starting quarterback back, Utah plays defense, bro. They like the only team in the Pac-12 that plays defense.
Because it's USC, then who's after that for Colorado?
Got USC, Arizona State.
That's a win.
Arizona.
Stanford.
That's a win.
UCLA.
I give it to them.
Oregon State
play defense.
Yeah, they're nice.
Arizona.
Is Washington State on there?
Washington State.
They play defense. So Utah. It's just like you worry about the teams that actually plays defense in that league. And it's probably Washington State. Well, Utah got the best defense. Then it's probably Washington State or Oregon State. But they don't. I don't think they had the horses, though, to keep up with Colorado still. Those two, Oregon State and Washington State.
So this is just basically a time thing. So maybe next year, their defense should be elite.
Yeah, they get some more transfers, get some real.
Because we all know they're coming. We know they're coming. They come to see Prime for sure.
Of course.
They come to play with Prime for sure. Because the hype, like, dude, they got some people looking at their games more than football, NFL games.
Like,
that's within a, three game span, like, they probably had, like, one of the highest views.
They said their last game, broke a record. Colorado State game.
I didn't know the exact number. Man, it was 9 million or something.
Deion, one of the best self promoters and marketers, man.
I want some of them glasses, though.
He the football version of Floyd. You know what I'm saying? He make you.
And he winning, so that helps.
He make you love you. He make you love him, or he make you hate him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see how you
can. And either way, you're going to watch it.
Yeah, you can definitely watch it.
You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, you can watch it because you want them to lose, or it's just like, bro, he turned this around. That's how they, you know how they be on Instagram. It's a difference of what a year can make.
Yeah.
That's really what Colorado is doing right now, which is wild to me.
Yeah.
I'm really excited. I know the game about to come on in a few. I'm going to try my hardest not to glance at the game.
What game? Colorado?
They play at 3:30.
And Ohio State game.
I don't care about that. I don't care about them until they got to play Michigan.
God. They about to run through Notre Dame.
You already said that. I just look.
Okay. Side note to be childish. Did Florida State win?
Yeah, they had to.
I don't know the game.
Look, man, there is no way Clemson won that game.
Podcasting. I turned the game off.
If Florida State lost that game.
Ask Ron.
No, I'm going to be all pissy. I'm sorry for that. So, I'm looking. What's the score?
I have no idea. It's acting up. I can't even tell you. All right, go ahead. Go home. I'll find it.
Man.
24-24. 23 seconds left.
Okay. It was that when we left out the car.
Yeah. Dang.
So, it's just so much to talk about, dog. On the first day back, my mind is just scrambling. So, how do y'all feel about the NFL? How do y'all feel about the Lions, if y'all Lion fans? Or just the NFL with the injuries? Let's talk about that.
The
crazy impact injuries is going on. Yeah. Huh? Like, what do you guys
think? It's unfortunate, man.
You got Nick Chubb. He's basically done. Hopefully, he's not career done, but it might be.
Yeah, that's the same knee, man. I don't know if they can work a miracle twice. Well, God can do anything, but
yeah,
that's just for him to be the same Nick Chubb coming back from it twice, that's crazy. But I hope he comes back.
Yeah, I hope he bounced back from that. It was gruesome. Real gruesome.
It was ugly.
It been places it shouldn't have been.
It's ugly.
So,
but yeah, that's unfortunate.
We got Nick Chubb.
They picked up Kareem Hunt, so hopefully that some a little bit of support. But I, to be honest with you, man, I'm kind of disappointed in Deshaun Watson.
I am low.
But you got Amari Cooper over there. It's not like you ain't.
I know, but you got to get in the swing.
All right, I'm not even going to talk about it.
He ain't had that many games on this.
I'm not going to talk about it.
Because what he played, how many games he played last year?
Six.
Was it six?
Mm-hmm.
It was less than. I was gonna say less than 10 for sure.
Yeah.
So he came at the back end of the season.
I know, man. I'm just saying.
Let him live. What they 1-1.
I'm just saying, I
let him live.
I'm just giving you my early analysis of what I'm saying.
Trust me, I'm disappointed too because he cost me money, but that's another reason.
This guy. Saying,
this guy. Bro, come on, man. So, I'm banking on you to be great again. So come on.
Let's imagine how the Jets fans felt when Aaron Rodgers went up.
God,
bro,
I wanted to turn the game off. I'm like, what just?
They whole season, primetime games, all that just went down.
Yeah.
Basically. All that went down. Like, and then pull Zach Wilson.
Man, I bet he was like, dog, did you really just tear your Achilles?
Like, bro, I thought I was chilling this season, bro.
I thought I was taking a red shirt here, bro.
Bro, what?
Yeah.
And then it's like, well, he learned enough while Aaron Rodgers was there. Like, what did he learn? What, training camp?
Man,
against your own teammates who you should know how habits.
I hope that he just shows something,
bro. They about to try to get
just show up. Something, bro. He was the number two pick. Just show something. Like I'm not asking you to throw for 4,530 touchdowns, but be a game manager.
But that also comes down to,
sheesh,
they play calling been terrible, especially last week against the Cowboys, where they kept asking him to throw the ball. Like, bro, run the ball.
And also, they have no line.
I don't know why they
have no line.
No, at all.
Ain't there is no way I would have Breece Hall and
Dalvin Cook,
and not run the ball. I'm running the ball 35 times a game.
Bro, what?
I'm telling my whole office is play action and running.
Bro, literally.
Old school football.
I'm taking my playbook from Kyle Shanahan, and that's how we going to play.
Oh.
Simple as that.
No, you can't take
that. Yeah, I would say, yeah.
Can't take that. Kyle Shanahan.
That's a different
model. Kyle Shanahan.
I mean, like,
I get what you're saying.
Just run the ball, bro.
He ain't got that juice.
Of course. Whatever.
I don't even know who that offensive coordinator is.
I don't either, but I get what he's saying.
Isn't that the dude that was the coach for the Broncos?
He's a terrible coach.
You're right, but he's the offensive coordinator, right?
Yeah.
So basically, to me, I'm just going to say Aaron Rodgers, the offensive coordinator.
We all knew that.
That's all I'm going to say. But yeah, that's unfortunate. Who else went down?
Nathaniel Hackett.
But who else went down?
A lot of running backs, which I hate.
Shoot, Chauncey Gardner.
Chauncey's a dog, bro. I know. I love him, but I'm not too concerned about that one.
I'm more so
concerned about why we didn't draft Jalen Carter.
Jalen Carter is the defensive tackle?
Yep.
Man, I'm happy with the picks you got.
I understand. But the same things that you saw against Kansas City, the same game you saw against Seattle, you saw against Kansas City. Seattle was just catching the ball.
Yeah.
Everybody was still open.
I will say that, to your point, you're getting Jalen Carter for the added more pressure, because that's the dude from Georgia, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's in Philly now, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
That had them off the field issues, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
We don't need him.
Yes, we do.
No.
He fit in.
Because we don't.
Man, Denzel, this
now, we, one. We need pressure
but
going on.
But Denzel, listen. But listen, though, bro. The Lions organization talks so great about how great their culture is right now.
Yeah, because it's on the upswing.
But listen, though. If your culture is that good, you shouldn't be worried about drafting somebody like Jalen Carter. Because wouldn't he just adapt to the meme. Mm-hmm. If your culture is so great, then eventually he will have to fit into the culture, mm-hmm. because your culture is so great, right?
That's a 50-50 chance that can happen, though.
No.
Yeah, it is. You can be in a good environment and still be yourself. It's not like he gonna be like, okay, since everybody else is doing it,
so,
I'm gonna do it.
So he had one off-the-field issue.
I don't know how many issues he had.
Yeah, I'm here to give you the information. He had one off-the-field issue that resulted into a teammate dying in a car crash.
Oh, remember now.
You can't find anything else on him. That is what kept you from drafting the best player in the draft?
Again, I'm satisfied with my picks.
Yeah, you picked Jahmyr Gibbs and still don't know how to use him. That's fine.
Yeah, but Montgomery got hurt.
But I would pick Jahmyr. I had a concern about that when we first got him in the first place, because Montgomery isn't a.
He's not a speed back.
He's not even a speed. He's not a healthy back. He was hurt a lot in Chicago too.
Well, that's because that offensive line was terrible.
Yeah, it was trash.
And still, you get hurt. You gotta be out there on the field. He's on the field, but he's hurt a lot.
His first couple of years he was healthy though.
Like most running backs.
And so, but when you fighting against the eight box and you you even get the ball, you trying to figure out how you got to juke somebody, mm-hmm. because they right in your face.
Juke somebody. Yeah,
that's tough.
And so it gets kind of, you know, crazy, but that he'll be all right.
Yeah, him.
He'll be all right.
I do agree to the extent we need more pressure, maybe because James Houston is hurt, but we do need Hutch need more help. Because we're not really getting pressure.
But
I am satisfied with having Gibbs.
But if you watch how the tape is, like, if you go back and watch the tape, like, so you got Aiden coming off the edge, right? Then you got Aleem, he getting two double teams. You already seeing them double team or either chip blocking Aiden.
Oh, for sure.
Then Aleem got a double team. So your defensive tackle, your other defensive tackle, is one-on-one. And the other end is one-on-one. They aren't doing anything. But let's just say you got Jalen Carter. The quarterback's not able to push up in the pocket the way they have been doing and running to the grass field.
I mean, I get because, the concept.
Yeah, but that's why you draft Jalen Carter, because running back wasn't a need.
Yep.
That's why you draft your need. You handled...
Who was that running back last year?
Swift.
Jamal Williams and Swift.
Swift and Jamal Williams.
So, yeah, you still get David. That's fine. Get David Montgomery. But could you have just had David and Swift for a year and been smooth? Just so you can make sure you get Jalen Carter?
Then that's like two injury-prone running backs.
Yeah, but your problem was never offense. That's my this is my issue. Like, the Lions was a top seven offense.
You said fix the defense first.
Fix the defense.
Because we do like to run a lot of man.
Fix the defense.
And you know, you need that pressure.
I think I put in the group chat that I was like, we need another corner.
They going to OT. I did.
Who?
Well, Mosley, we got to try to get Mosley back healthy.
AC up there. And I was mad about that, because I'm like, you get a guy on a one-year deal, and he's coming back from ACL tear, and he's not even back yet. And ain't telling when he's going to be in form. So I was telling the group chat, I think you were talking about Jalen. I was talking about get the top corner in the draft. I did say that. And then I was mad, like, we got a running back. I saw him play. I'm like, okay, I take it back.
I'm not mad at.
No, I said, Gibbs. I was mad.
Yeah, no, I get what you said. But I'm
like, that moment.
Yeah, but I'm saying I'm not mad that you drafted Gibbs.
I mean, I get your point.
You know what I'm saying? But
I get it.
Even last year, your biggest hole was defensive tackle, bro.
And corners.
Oh, well, if you get the right pressure, it alleviates some of the time they have
that's
to cover.
Exactly.
If you got a dog front four, your corners can be sorry. Yeah. They still look like they're Pro Bowl. I get that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That. So that's what I'm saying. Like, just draft your need. And then my thing was, okay, and you probably going to go against me on this.
Hey, I got to – that boy.
If you going to get a running back, if that was your goal, just get the best one.
True.
I have nothing to say about that.
That is true.
I ain't got nothing to argue about that.
Just get the best
that
one.
That is true.
I have nothing to say about that. I saw his highlights last week. I ain't got nothing to say about that.
He can catch out of the backfield. Man, Bijan Robinson at Texas was up the middle catching post routes at Texas on safeties.
He was a dog.
Mossing them.
He was a dog.
That's what we playing Sunday, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
I said that in the car. I'm like, bro. Like,
he about
man,
to show us what's up.
That's what I'm like. I hope we.
That's such a bad matchup for us.
To show us what's
it's
up.
Such a bad matchup
Who was their quarterback?
Ritter.
Who?
Ritter.
Desmond Ritter.
Who was that?
That's the only advantage that we have is that he's just a young second-year starter.
Yeah, he's a young bull for sure.
Okay.
But
his name is Ritter.
All right, John Glenn.
Ritter.
Ritter, okay.
But you got – what pressure?
Yeah, they don't. Now that he say that, I was thinking, like, bro, like, Gino was kind of like –
dotting us up.
Yeah, man. I'm like, bro, dotting like,
us up.
All he had to do was move away. He just ran away from Aiden and just threw it.
Just, yeah.
The thing we always say about Seattle, they line is terrible. Trash. So I don't know how we wasn't getting no pressure.
Aiden was back there. He just moved around.
Yeah. And he was getting there. He just, he ain't got nothing forcing on the opposite side. So I understand the Carter
situation. It's just crazy to me. And then Jack Campbell only had like 10 snaps.
Yeah, I would say, bro.
That's your best linebacker, bro.
I got out of church, so I caught the second half. I didn't even see him like that, honestly.
He's your best linebacker. You got him sitting down. Like I really sometimes question Aaron Glenn. Like, what are we doing, bro?
Hey, he might be on a hot boy. He might be on a hot.
What are we doing?
And then
it's junk ugly. But yeah, a lot of people had the Falcons. So when I first looked at the schedule before the season started, I'm like, man, we probably start out 0-2, but we can win the next four.
Fair.
So we can be 4-2, right?
Fair.
And then I seen the Kansas City game, and I'm like, dog, people ain't going to like it. But, yeah, the Lions won when they had a C-plus effort. The Lions had a C-plus game. They won. But Kansas City put up an F because of the receivers just the receivers wasn't catching the ball. You know what I'm saying?
So
we had another C plus B minus type effort against Seattle, and our defense still had an F. Dude, when I say the Will Disley, the tight end,
it was
like five to six plays where I see him in the middle just open. Nobody is within 5 yards of him, 7 yards.
Seattle game.
Yes, this Atlanta game, Kyle Pitts is the tight end.
He's a dog. He's a dog.
So
Rodriguez, Alexoni, and Campbell gonna have a day.
Yeah, even though I can't name nobody besides Okuda, but Falcons, I don't even think he playing.
Oh, he's there.
I don't think he playing. I think he's questionable. Falcons got the third best defense right now.
Really,
and I don't know who. You know how the stats
is.
Yard,
I'm not worried
I think that goes off yards.
I'm not worried about that too much.
But
I think they played. One of them was against the Panthers, right? Was that their first game?
Yes.
Against the Panthers?
Their first game was against the Panthers. And then their second game was the Packers that was missing
okay.
a running back.
I get what you're saying.
And they
receivers, ain't they young bulls.
Christian Watson, I think, hurt. And Romeo Dobbs was hobbled.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like your top two receivers was kind of
out.
So I'm not saying that Atlanta don't have a legit defense,
but they
our offense isn't the reason why we lost to Seattle.
Our offense is nice.
No.
Even with the pick six, like that's not even the reason why we lost.
I wasn't mad with that. Yeah. I mean, I was mad. But
a lot of people said it was Dan Call's decision making down the. I heard a lot of people putting it on that down towards the end of the game. His decision making.
I will say defense, bro.
But for sure, defense just there's no way we got that big loss and then let him drive down the field on us like that.
That's what I'm saying, bro. I'm like, what was it, 4th and 17? The 3rd and 17 was my
guy? That didn't make no sense at all.
Like,
at this point, I don't know.
Aaron Glenn needs to put the best football players he got on the field, meaning I need Jack Campbell to be out there. Okay. I don't know if you just call Ndamukong Suh to be like, look, dog, I just need you to just push the pocket. Just do something because it's better than it's better than what we have on the other side of the lane.
What we getting right now.
Yeah, like, you got to do something, Aaron. Like, and then it's bad. Cause
Houston's hurt. That's another
Aiden Hutchinson side. Leads the league in pressures and quarterback pressures.
Yeah. And he ain't get how many sets you got?
He don't have any sets.
He just been getting pressures.
Because it's supposed to be somebody else that's cleaning up.
Somebody else that cleaned up the,
James hurt. That's the only other person I can depend on. He hurt. I don't know how long he going to be out.
Man, you signed Charles Harris.
I mean, I can go down the list too, but.
Ah, man. Romeo didn't play until the fourth quarter.
Yeah. I would say, that was true.
I don't know. I just see the same defense from last year, bro. I ain't going to even hold
just
you.
Different names?
Just different names. Just
different names.
I get what you're saying.
And so it makes me think, is the coach forcing them to play his style versus playing to what players are good at doing? Yeah. Because when James Houston was out there, I would see him in coverage. I would see Derek Barnes in coverage. I'm like, both of them the same linebacker, for real. They like rush linebackers. Like, why you got them? What you doing, Aaron?
He playing man. With no type of like blitz scheme into it. It's just drop back man. That's really what it is for real.
And I can't stand Jacobs, dog.
Jerry Jacobs. Oh, man. He was playing like 15 yards off.
Yeah, when you're getting burned every other play, I would too.
Yeah, so if I'm Aaron Glenn and I see that, my second half adjustment, though, is to say, you know what?
Play zone.
Jeez. I might play zone, but even with me playing zone, I think I'm about to force Brian Branch right there and just pull C.J. Gardner up to be my nickel and have Brian just play the zone on that side and let Tracy be where he was at.
And that's the crazy part. We had, at the time, we got four safeties that can do pretty much anything.
That's what I'm saying. You can rotate them.
Interchangeable.
Yeah, interchangeable. You can, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, bro, what the heck? Like, how are you in the zone against Seattle? And Geno Smith I think he's a pretty good quarterback.
Yeah, he's a good quarterback.
And he's literally just standing in the pocket picking us apart. And I'm talking about me and you wide open.
Yeah, because all he got to do was take five steps to the left to get away from Aiden.
Yeah, oh, my God.
Like, and he can either run or throw it at that point. And don't forget, that tight end open, too.
Yeah.
Disley open.
I don't want to see that.
Yeah, I told you, man.
Whatever.
Freaking bums.
I told you, man.
So, all in all, we should have got a D tackle. Or we could have got Clowney too. We could have signed Clowney or something. That's another defensive end. I know. I'm just
they should have did. Out there. No, I'm with you. They should have done something other than.
We're
just going to go with our same defensive lineman that we had last year.
Nah.
What?
I think James really stirred it up because he played less games and got more sacks than he had games. Great. But it's like Aiden needs help. And I can attest to that because after you saying that with Carter or just anybody, signing any other D tackle that's actually like going to make an impact, I get it.
Man, if I'm Aiden and the Lions don't sign nobody on the other side, I'm not signing no extension, bro. I'm not doing it.
They're going to do whatever they need to do to keep him.
Well.
Because he's probably been one of our best so far defensive players in a long time,
man.
Right? I can't name another dog we had on defense in a long time. I can't even say Dre Bly. Dre Bly was probably one of the best big names. Sue.
Slay.
Slay.
Oh, duh, Slay.
I would say, yeah.
But,
man, can you imagine that? Dre secondary.
Bly, Sue. If Dre was still here.
If Slay and Quandre was still here.
Ooh.
I forgot about Diggs.
Ooh.
Yeah, we'll be shut down for sure. That's my team I'm at in.
Man.
If we had Diggs still, if we had Slay on the opposite side of what we got now.
Sutton's
straight. He's smooth. I like him. And then we had Sue and what you call it?
You don't even need Sue. Not that Sue. If you just picked up the Sue, the noun Sue, you'll be fine.
Tampa Bay Sue.
Bro, three of our defensive tackles is like the lowest rated defensive tackles in the league after two games.
Yeah, you know, I switched them out on Madden too. It don't matter.
I switched them out on Madden.
It don't matter what I do. I don't.
He said I tried it. It didn't work.
Yeah.
It didn't work, man. Bad, man.
It's terrible.
And then they draft the defensive tackle in the fourth round. He's not even getting dressed.
No. So in all, what you're saying to me is, and to the public that's listening, it's the same line, it's just different name to an extent. But we should have got another pressure player as in getting Jalen Carter, is what you're saying.
Yep. Flat out.
I hate to agree, and I hate to take back my point.
It's okay.
I'm like 50% want to, but I like Gibbs. But I like him too. It is frustrating, though, that he's a good talent, and they just trying to find him in the offense.
Gibbs even said, like, man, he was shocked when he got the call. Because he didn't think
he'd fit with us.
He ain't think he was getting drafted that high. He said he thought he was going in the 20s.
And then they said they did that because J-Mo was going to be out for a while. Didn't need another weapon. And it was like, oh, he's going to be like an Alvin Kamara. Which could happen.
It could happen.
Man, I'm satisfied.
I have a... Nothing. We can move on, man. Because this wasn't supposed to be the episode about the Lions.
This ain't like, so bro, golf
I have an issue with Ben Johnson as well, but whatever.
Oh, yeah, I could be another soap.
I'm sorry.
Y'all funny, dude. But yeah.
I mean, it had to be said, bro. But I do like your viewpoint on defense, though. On the, it's the same face, well, different faces, but the same results in a sense.
Question, do y'all think that the NFL is going to eventually convert to the natural grass as opposed to the turf?
I would hope so.
I seen a report that said something like it'll cost like $12 million.
That is nothing.
Like that. Yeah, I'm saying, that's nothing to
the them. NFL. No, that's nothing.
They make that in one quarter with advertising.
But, like, yeah. do y'all see them in the future going towards that or... Like,
I think if the safeties is asked for it, if the players are asked for it and it's for their safety to help improve it, then yeah, you just do it. I mean, $12 million ain't enough for the NFL.
It's not. Just, I don't know.
They should.
It's just the way the NFL works, it's not like player friendly like you see the NBA is. Like,
but wouldn't they lose more money on the fact that you got key players like Aaron Rodgers going out.
Yep.
And people are like really wanting to see who they play. The Jets versus who did they play first?
I don't even care about the schedule after Aaron Rodgers.
No. I'm saying like that first game, highly anticipated opener. The Jets played who?
Don't know.
Who did they play?
Who did the Jets play?
Yeah, who did
the first
play?
Game.
After he got hurt, I was.
It was the Bills. Wasn't
it was the Bills.
After he got hurt, I'm like, I ain't watching this.
You want me to talk about the Bills?
We not about to go there. Next subject. All right. I actually want to talk basketball because you brought these bombs up.
But, I was just saying they'll lose a lot of money if they don't. In my eyes, they'll lose a lot of money because if more star players get hurt and they have to be out for a year, and people are investing into that city, that team, or even apparel, revenue will go down because you ain't changing the field. I would prefer grass. Turf look good, but nah, I need my Achilles.
I need everything.
Yeah, I was like, I need everything.
You need everything.
You know what I'm saying?
Man.
But that's just me. So like, say if St. Con got hurt, if Aaron Rodgers, who was another big name, if
Chubb, that wasn't the turf.
Well,
though.
Yeah, but like somebody else that's big and
J.K. Dobbins.
Like, J.K.
Yeah, J.K. Dobbins.
Yeah. Yep. But I'm saying outside of those two, if it was another superstar that went down, and it's just like, all right, y'all got to do something. You know what I'm saying? I can't think. T.J. Watt, he got hurt.
It's early. It's early. So you may see it, man. I'm
trying to think of another big name. Where
it's man, like, let a Nick Bosa go down, man. They're going to be going crazy.
I don't want to say the person I want to say.
I was going to say, please. I don't want to say
it. But he's on his team. Name out there. He's on his team. I'll say that.
Don't do it.
That's my dog too. No, we not.
Yeah. He struggled too much with injuries in the past.
I know.
We not.
So, okay, we on the same page. Yeah.
Even the thought.
Yeah. They balling right now. I need him to keep going. So okay.
Man, he got 12 straight touchdowns.
Yeah.
Y'all should know.
Yeah.
If y'all watch football,
that's
y'all
crazy.
Should know.
So they were saying that. Well, it's crazy because all these injuries is like coincidentally when they talking about. The running backs trying to get their money. Now, all of a sudden, most of the running backs or most of the big name running backs you see left and right, they dropping like flies. Like, and their argument is, I understand both sides because it's like as an owner, why should I pay you all this money? You get hurt, then what? You can't play. Oh my God!
My bad, Lord, but this is wrong, bro.
Man, I don't know exactly if it's the injury thing about running backs that turns the owners off. I think it's just because running back position is the easiest position to replace with above replacement level players. You know what I'm saying? Because if you got a good line,
yeah, you can make anybody.
A lot of people can average 4 yards a carry.
To me, I can go out there and get 3.5.
You know, so that's what I'm saying. Like. I think that's more of the issue.
Hey, you go ahead, Bob. I'm just.
Yeah, I think that's more of the issue. I don't think it have anything to do with the injuries. I think it's like, okay, well, we can really just go draft somebody that's going to give us 4 yards of carry.
I mean, it's kind of rude to say, but to answer your question,
where are y'all predictions on the Lions against Falcons tomorrow? Do y'all think they will win?
Man.
For me, that's an Angelica.
Angela.
In my heart, I want them to win. But
that's my sister.
In reality,
ISIS.
It's always something. What up, fam? In reality, they gonna do something stupid. I feel it,
man. It depends on Aaron Glenn, bro. I think the rest of our season, it depends on Aaron Glenn.
See, you saying that, but to me, it's like, since you already pointed out the obvious, which I kind of already seen, he not changing nothing.
Like, but he did last year, though, remember? Like, we started off on six, and that was really because of the defense, and he kind of turned that around to make them an average defense. So if we can even just – if we was an average defense, like, that game against Seattle, we probably would have won by 10 points.
But I'm happy.
You know, so I'm saying if he make those adjustments sooner now, then I think they can turn around. They should be able to beat Atlanta by 10 points.
Easy. We should.
Easy.
We should, especially if I don't even know who this quarterback
is. I don't know.
Yeah, I seen him on Madden, but just whatever.
And he still can't find Kyle Pitts. I bet you he find it against the Lions linebackers.
Kyle Pitts don't have a career day watch. That's how it goes.
It's so frustrating, man.
And young bull.
Look at Kyle Pitts' stats for this year. I think he probably only got like 40 reception yards.
40? Oh, my God.
He's going to have about 12 catches for 187 yards.
And what's crazy, Zell, I think we should be expecting that.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what I was saying with regard to your sister.
He got 4 catches for 59 yards.
Yeah, that's going to double by tomorrow.
Triple. Triple.
I'm still a Lions fan, but I can't get my hopes up.
12 bro. Catches, 150, 160 yards tomorrow.
I'll say 8 for a buck 10.
But if he don't go off, then we win a game.
And we got to stop that young bull in the back, too.
Yeah, but if Kyle don't go off, you win a game.
Still, Lions run defense, scary.
Their run defense isn't terrible.
It's not terrible, but it ain't great either.
It's not great.
So, and then think about it. You can't say it's great,
man,
because we haven't. Kansas City has no running back.
Yeah, but Kenneth Walker, nice, man.
Yeah, Kenneth Walker was nice, but they didn't.
Pete stopped giving him the ball.
Yeah, I said they didn't feed him like that. So,
if I was Pete, he would have got 30 touches.
He would have easily got 25 for me. Easily.
You know, he's from state. He going to get the ball.
Yeah.
He ain't got no choice but to touch the ball.
Oh, so, before your sister question, you said something.
If Aaron Glenn can make the proper adjustments, they should win by 10. If not, then we down by 10.
I got the Lions winning. I think we going
to
win.
If the defense comes to play, we winning, bro. But if they on some – if the defense comes to play – and if Dan Campbell ain't making these crazy gutsy calls, that's
not the problem.
In some cases, for me, it is. If he don't, we good.
That's not the problem. That defense is the problem. We should petition. Like, after UAW,
I literally said the defense first, and then I said some of the gutsy fourth down plays he calls.
It's so bad that after UAW win, they strike, we need to go petition the Lions and say if – y'all need to go get the defensive tackles.
Well, I'll be at church, so you let me know how that goes.
Man, what?
You let me know how that go. They scored already?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oregon has scored already against Colorado.
That's tough.
What was you saying before I brought your sister comment up? You said something.
We were talking about running backs? No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And... dang, I forgot that quick. It was something about.
No, he was saying, do you think the owners may be right not paying them because of the injuries? And I told him, I don't think it's because of the injuries.
Oh, yeah.
I just think it's easier to replace them than any other position on the field. Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. Because, I mean, that is true. A line can make a running back. Hence, Le'Veon Bell, Steelers, and he is a good running back, top 5. I understand. Go to the Jets. I forgot who he was.
Slow your roll.
Don't talk to that's his man.
I understand.
That's his man.
But it's the truth, though. It's the truth. He went to the Jets.
He went to
just
the
like,
Jets.
I'm just saying offensive line wise. So I'm really piggybacking off his
point.
But
it's like nobody else you can really go to. I don't have to worry about nobody on the outside. I know you're going to run the ball. Now I can see if you go to a team that has like a great receiver, like the Cardinals. Okay, or we got D-Hop on the outside. So I got to worry about you throwing the ball deep to him. Now I got to focus in on Le'Veon Bell. He went to the Jets where they literally can just focus in on him.
I mean, he had Corey Davis.
Not worried.
Man. I did not expect his career to go like that.
But I didn't either.
But that's what he was fighting for. Not looking at the running backs now. Everybody want to speak up now. Yeah. Like, bro, y'all basically blackballed my dog up out of here.
As a group.
Now all the running backs want to speak up now. Yeah. Like, come on, bro.
I think they should play him because, you know, I feel like that position is still important.
It is. It is
especially
important.
If you watch the Giants, they can't do nothing without Saquon.
Man, they gave that. That's tough. They gave that quarterback $40 million a year, man.
$40 million, young bull came and threw a 5 and out. Then you,
you might get mad at this because it's going to impact another player that you like. That just shows how great of an offensive mind that Brian Daboll is, that he can make Daniel Jones, look competent for a whole year.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at that. But I'm saying, y'all saying.
So, you imagine what he.
DJ's a bum.
He did with Josh Allen.
But it's not like, well, look, Saquon injury prone me anyway.
Yeah, I'm about to say,
he injury prone me anyway. He always hurt, like, dog, I'm not.
Josh Allen.
That's probably why they did pay Daniel Jones.
Because they knew that? Because
they knew Saquon.
Oh, you're saying out of the two? Okay. I see, but like.
Whatever, dog.
He ain't no threat, though. Like, Daniel Jones is no threat. That's a nickname he should even have.
Man, they went to go get DJ, or what's his name? Darren Waller.
Darren Waller.
No. Yeah.
He couldn't connect with Darren Waller at all.
They played Thursday.
He couldn't connect to that.
They played San Francisco. When I said that game was boring, and I watched Unk and Ocho podcast, and I didn't even realize that. You said what?
That game was boring.
That game was horrible, bro. Okay. I mean, I was happy Christian got off and all that, and Debo, but I'm like, they played man most of the time.
I didn't even realize.
And I'm like, they don't have no receivers either. I don't know if Sterling Shepard's still over there. Is he still over there?
I think he like their fourth.
Sterling Shepard?
Their third string receiver right now.
Dang.
I don't know. I don't know what.
I don't keep up with the Giants.
I don't know.
Life is bad over there.
It's tough.
If it ain't 2-6 and 12, it's pretty much over.
Dable is just a really good offensive mind.
I guess so, because Danny Dimes, he ain't, man, I can do what he do for $40 million. Easy.
Man, that's
easy.
Slayton, Isaiah Hodgins, Paris Campbell.
They do got
Sterling Shepard.
They do got Paris Campbell.
Wandale Robinson.
And nobody can get open. They play man literally.
Man, they better put Jalen Hyatt in the game. He can get open.
Yeah, big dog. That's the deep threat.
You better just keep throwing it to him every time.
But then that's what Chav Ocho was saying. He was like, when he gets in, they know he's going deep. And it's like, you don't even give the boy opportunity to do something. I'm like, Danny is just horrible. So in that situation, they should have paid Saquon. But then I hope Saquon comes back, do what he do, and just go somewhere else.
He'd be hurt again.
Let's not say
I'm
that.
I don't wish it on him.
He can go to Baltimore and do damage.
Man, that'd be crazy.
He can go to Baltimore where he fits there.
That's unfair.
I'm fine with that because I'm gonna play with him, and he can reunite with OBJ.
Man, that's unfair.
I'm good with that.
That's an unfair like offense. Saquon and Lamar,
OBJ and Andrews. That's nasty, bro.
Just Saquon and Lamar is nasty.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, that option is crazy.
Keep Dobbs there, too, if you want to.
One last thing. Do y'all think, how the NFL is shaped up so far, certain teams ain't looking as good as, you know, like as we thought, Philly being one. Philly offense looked terrible right now, if you ask me.
New coordinator, right?
Yeah.
New coordinator.
You can tell.
Cowboys just lost Diggs. That's gonna hurt them.
I don't think that hurt as much as people say.
No, I don't think it's gonna hurt.
No way, dude.
That front four is disgusting.
It is disgusting. But at the same time, you still got it. You put more pressure on a player like Gilmore, who's already gonna hold it.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Just do your job.
Cause he already falling apart, bro. That's what I'm trying to say.
Just do your job.
You saying he getting up in age?
All you gotta do is he gotta do more work so that.
No, you don't.
It tear you down.
Just be your above average self that you was your whole career.
I don't know.
We're not asking him to be defensive player of the year, Gilmore. Just be your above average.
I get what you're saying.
Just be your above average.
And then that goes back to his point saying if you got a good front four, that other corner that's
true, for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Most definitely.
So
and they can always put help over the top.
Which they got decent. They got Hooker.
Yeah.
And they got some. I forgot.
They got some. They have decent safeties.
But that front four is just immaculate. So, I mean, I'm not worried about
DeMarcus Lawrence and Micah Parsons, bro. Yeah.
They got another one, too. Another bull.
I'm sure. God, he a defensive tackle, ain't he?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Connor act. Like, we could have had Jalen Carter.
I'm trying to see. So, the NFC, because it's really not a lot of tough teams in the NFC. I mean, 49ers, Cowboys. That's really it. That's Everybody it. Else just really fit in where they get in.
That's why this is, if the Lions going to ever make the playoffs, this is the year to do it.
Definitely the year to do it.
We said this on the most draft, definitely. Draft time. Like, mm-hmm. this is your time.
And you selecting Jalen Carter probably would have did it.
This guy, he's not going to let
that guy. I'm just saying, man. Because you still probably could have got Jameer.
Yeah, because you look
fair,
at it.
Fair
you still could have probably got
49ers, Cowboys, Falcons, we don't rid or whatever.
Man.
Green Bay, we're not worried about them.
I don't know what the Bears going to do.
Bears, they need help.
They breaking down.
And I said, I like the Bears roster-wise. They got talent over there. They got talent over there, bro.
He not throwing the ball to the open man. Justin Fields, like people last year they were saying the receivers can't get up and well. I don't watch the tape this year. The receivers open.
I don't think he a thrower though. Like for real.
How do you just stop being a thrower though?
He was that in Ohio State. He wasn't even running like that.
To be honest, can I be honest? What Ohio State quarterback did we see go crazy at Ohio State and then transfers over to the
CJ Stroud would be the first one, but still.
Like, we literally just seen it.
CJ Stroud will be the first one, but still.
Every Ohio State quarterback that has come out, they always play good at Ohio State, then they don't transfer to the league. Well, we've seen it every time.
But you don't lose your throwing talent because of that. You see what I'm saying? Like,
Justin Fields started off as a thrower, and then he got in the field, he became this runner. Like, oh, he adding that to his bag. Line. I mean, I'm not arguing that.
That's a misconception in some ways. Justin Fields, last year, Justin Fields also held the ball the longest than any quarterback.
Yeah. That is true.
Yeah, because his receivers can get open.
Right, but fast forward to this year, you see his receivers up and down the field, and he look at them. You see his helmet go to that direction. He just not.
He's scared to throw it.
Look at him.
You think it's the Trubisky effect? I'm scared to throw past 10 yards.
They may be cursed. I think
that may be what it is.
Jay Cutler probably cursed him, bro.
I forgot that nut was over there.
I can't say that because Trubisky had that year where he was just that year they went to the playoffs. We had the unfortunate missed field goal. Okay. He was bombing that and then the next year, I don't know what he couldn't throw nothing past 5 yards. I don't know what.
Trash.
I don't know what. I don't know, like, man.
I just don't get it.
Justin Fields is just that is one curious player to me. It's just like, man, I don't.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, I agree.
That's super tough.
I'm nervous anytime it's a running quarterback. To be honest with you, when the Lions play.
That's fine. So that's
one of our biggest threats.
And it's because Aaron Glenn do not spy the quarterback.
Yeah, no. He play man. Once you play man, everybody back is turn. Not towards the quarterback.
But they do. They got Moody. Going back to the Justin Fields receiving core. They got DJ Moore. DJ Moore is nice.
It's nice. He's nice. And he was one of the main open.
I'm sure all the time. DJ Moore is a dog. Then you got Moody. I think Moody's good. Maybe
he's a really good slot receiver.
Yeah, I'm gonna say maybe because I see him have big catches, but he's good.
And Cole Kmet isn't a slouch. Like
that's the tight end.
Yeah, like he's not a slouch at all. So that's what I'm saying. Like I don't know what's and it took some people from Chicago to tell me how bad Justin Fields has been looking, and I had to go back and watch him. Like, man, he's really looking bad.
I haven't watched him play at all.
He's really looking bad.
I haven't watched him play.
He blamed it on culture.
I know the names.
Yeah, I'm being robotic.
He blamed it on the culture.
Yeah, it's probably the culture.
I know the names over there. That's why I'm like, they got some talent over there. I don't know.
They got something to work with over there for sure, but they ain't no threat for us. Hopefully.
Man, as long as you got a running quarterback, you a threat.
Because he torched us last year.
Yeah, against Okuda, he could have tackled him, gave him an outside joke. I'm like,
don't be like that.
It was Okuda's fault, but whatever. I mean, he did his thing against us, but
Man, I knew it was bad for Justin Fields a little bit. It was when we played him last year and the Lions put everybody in coverage and he still threw an interception straight to Aiden Hutchinson. And I was just I'm like, Justin, what's...
like, bro, that's a ton of run.
Justin, what are we doing?
I remember that. That's
funny, so, yeah, I don't know.
I mean, ain't no other...
I think San Francisco or Kansas City is probably going to come out again.
NFC, you got 49ers?
Yeah.
NFC. If they all stay healthy, yeah. I don't see nobody.
If healthy,
But this is the best time. Like you said, this is the best time for a lot of teams because, this is the best time for Lamar in the AFC because the way Josh Allen looking, whatever. Burrow hurt.
Yo, man.
Burrow a little shaky right now. Yeah. The only quarterback that's looking good in the AFC is... It would have to be Lamar.
Tua might have MVP.
He might have MVP, and I'm mad. Never mind, whatever. Trevor Lawrence looking good. I like Jacksonville. Raiders is trash. Pittsburgh got to get their stuff together.
Bro, they are trash.
KC going
to
be straight.
And I hate to say that right now.
What about Pittsburgh?
These 2 weeks, yes.
I'm hurt.
These 2 weeks has been horrible.
I'm hurt.
Chargers look terrible.
Really? I haven't watched none of their games.
Boy,
it's only been two. But
they look terrible.
Man.
I ain't heard no noise out of them.
They look terrible.
Jim Harbaugh going to be their head coach.
Their defense is terrible. I just don't understand it.
Lions, is this the time to do it? You better get on. Because 49ers, if they stay up, everybody stay healthy, they keep pieces, bro. I don't see nobody beating them. Honestly, and this might be like really Denzel. This is just my opinion. If Purdy didn't get hurt last year, they might have beat Philly, bro.
Yeah,
they would have beat Philly.
Yeah.
Philly defense was crazy, but I think how Shanahan works the offense, and they was hot.
Somebody
too.
Is always open, bro. He schemed literally.
Bro,
he can scheme anybody that he wants to be open.
Crazy. Like 49ers team last year was.
I'm so proud of Brock Purdy. I am.
Why? Oh, being the last pick and all that.
Not just that, but he was at Iowa State and he had them competitive.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. Fair. Mm-hmm. And he had some games where I'm like, okay, because you know, like that first year, it's like they ain't got no film on you.
Mm-hmm.
But Buddy cooking right now, and I'm only was his throwing arm that got hurt, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So a little bit of his passes has kind of been like, eh. But maybe in my mind, I'm like, he got to get back in the rhythm.
No, he just doesn't. He never really had a strong arm like that.
Okay. Okay. Accuracy-wise.
I
thought it was because of the injury working that back in. Okay.
He probably going to look. Next year, he probably still going to have some passes that's like that.
Seven, okay.
But
I mean, he looked good. They look good as a team.
Yeah.
And
You got two starting running backs, really.
Well, actually, I'll say three or four. Really three. I like Mitchell.
Yeah,
like,
I'm just saying you got.
I like Debo.
You have two starting running backs.
What's up? I don't want
Brandon Ayuk. People sleep on his route running.
He would chop you up.
Like, he would chop you up, and then you got George.
Yeah, we already know about George.
It is what it is. It's like pick your poison. You want me to kill you with Christian, or do you want me to just sling the ball?
Then they got Raven McLeod. Then they got
Ronnie Bell
from Michigan. Yeah, young bull got a touchdown. I'm like, bro, like,
yeah,
it's hard. It's hard.
Kyle Shanahan make it. Matter of fact, we can go play with Kyle Shanahan and get a catch for 15 yards.
Oh, he's up to the house.
I'm not. I'm done. 15 yards. Whoa.
I'm going out of bounds.
I'm tired.
I'm taking him up to the house.
I'm going out of bounds. I ain't messing with y'all.
I'm gonna do a dance too.
I really never seen you dance before.
It ain't nothing worth seeing.
Okay.
It ain't nothing. If I'm trying to be funny, I can dance. But if I'm just dancing, horrible.
Yeah.
But anything else about before we wrap this up, man? There's so much more we got to talk about. But
for sure.
Baker Mayfield.
I hate to say it. And I told Ron
is he
this.
Real or fluke?
I told Ron this to
he
his face.
Great right
he
now.
Looked good, and I
he's
hate
looking,
I said.
But I said that.
He's looking great
I
right
said
now.
That. I said that in the chat. I'm like, man, Baker Mayfield gonna have a good
great
year.
Great right now.
And Ron was the only one that liked what I said.
Of course.
Of course. As his team, of course. He gonna.
But hey,
Derek said
because he got the receivers, bro.
What up, dude?
He got the receivers. The same receivers is over there. All you got to do is just find Mike.
I just hate I said that, bro. Stop talking about it. Bro.
Man, how hard, Bazell, how hard is it to find Big Mike, dog?
It's not hard. We doing that. I can jump ball easy.
That's what I'm saying.
And I like Baker Mayfield more because he beat the Vikings. I'm so happy. Outside of that.
That's another team. Jesus Christ.
We not even about to go. Yeah. Nah. Not them. Boy. This is what I'm saying. This is the perfect. Everybody in the AFC North is trash. It's
trash
Lions
right now.
Should. If we don't make the playoffs this year, bro.
You fire? Do you fire Aaron Glenn?
Yes.
Yeah, you got to, bro.
Yes.
2 years. Have to. Defense bad. I think we was in 29th or 32?
29th, thirds.
It was under 28th for sure. Ain't no way. Ain't no way. Hey.
Man, I don't want to have to fire the black man.
He's a good coach. I mean, like watching the, what do you call it? The Hard Lions night. Den or whatever, the Hard Knocks. He's a good coach. He's a player's coach for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
But like Walt said, bro, you got to. And I don't know if that's all him, though. Like, it could be some of Dan Campbell. I don't know who got.
Dan Campbell ain't calling plays.
No, not to call him plays. I'm talking about, like, as far as you said, like, they didn't have a best linebacker in. Like, who makes that call?
Dan Campbell not telling him not to play to his best player. All Dan Campbell is a motivator.
But isn't Dan Campbell supposed to be the one to oversee that? Like, why is dog not in the game?
But when you not really so. When you. I don't know. I don't want to.
That's why football.
I don't want to like discredit Dan Campbell with what he's done. He's done great.
Yeah, he's doing his thing.
But he's not really like a X and O
guy. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Guy.
Yeah.
Like he's going like, yeah, you better at it than me. Here. He going to put everybody in the right position to execute.
So basically, if that's what you get paid to do, you do that. I'm going to handle that.
Exactly.
Yeah, I get it. Now, X and O's would be like Mike Tomlin, Bill Belichick type vibe. I get it. I understood you first said it, but I get it. But, hey.
By the way, if he
was an X and O's guy, it'd be for offense because that's what he played.
Yeah, so he played tight end. And honestly, he wasn't even all that good.
Bro. Man, don't be like that, man.
He was a
God man. Bless Dan Campbell, man.
He played for like 14, but hey.
Yeah, I'm hit.
He's there.
But hey, I like that's how a lot of like, especially when it comes to basketball, a lot of the dudes that we think be like trash. Like they really like
knowledgeable
of the game. Like they think this done. That's why they make great coaches.
And God worked that in His purpose to travel all them teams to be a decent tight end.
Yeah, you travel all teams, you soak up all that info, all that stuff. Out.
And he wasn't a bad coach when he took over for Miami either. They was competitive.
Yeah,
I
think he'll be one of the coaches that actually stays long.
Yeah.
And he actually benefit with a somewhat better winning record in that time span. Because if I go back to the other ones, we'll be here all day.
But you can definitely tell that he hired his friends, though.
Hey.
I'm with it. Yeah, I'm not mad at it. Yeah, but he hired his friends.
I would because, you know, you ain't no clashing of egos. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I know what you're going to do. You're going to give me what you got. And you work with your area. Yeah. And I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
It's just we need to see that. On a consistent winning basis, especially this year when everybody's being like up in the air, you don't know who win.
Man, NFC. Because
even Washington, ain't they like 2-0 or 1-1?
Hey, 2-0.
2-0, yeah, like, bro.
No, I knew that was going to be.
I'm like, bro.
Eric, the enemy.
I already felt like Washington was going to be straight. And then it's not necessarily because of Eric the enemy.
I mean, he make a difference.
He does make a difference, but I just think. Washington. I really like Sam Howell. I liked him.
I think
when he was in college, I liked him.
What did I tell you? Ain't that my team on Madden?
Yeah. I like Sam Howell.
Nice.
They just always been a quarterback away.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Fair.
Mm-hmm.
So if Sam Howell is just a game manager, then they're gonna win some games.
A little Alex Smith.
That's all you need. You seen what Andy Reid did with Alex Smith?
I'm cool with that. However you win, I don't care.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm hoping the Lions get that. Yeah. However you win, I don't care.
Because at one point, I thought Jared Goff was there. I'm like, man, you kind of up there, my boy. But, you know, he kind of like seeping.
Man.
He getting on my good side. I ain't got nothing bad to say about Goff.
That's really good.
I ain't got nothing bad to say.
That's good.
At first, I did.
I just don't know if you got to. I don't. That's contract situation going to be tough.
Because who?
Because you almost. Have to pay him, right? Or you start over.
Yeah, I was going to say, you pay him and you start from scratch again.
You see what I'm saying? You got to almost pay him.
Too much.
What's that, 50? That's the going rate for a starting quarterback? Or you going to go with 40?
You better give me to the playoffs.
Okay. So 40. Still 40.
30, 40. Give me to the playoffs. We talk. I throw the other 10 in there. 20 in there. Give me to the playoffs.
Okay.
And win. Ain't no get me there.
Oh. Well, that's going to be tough.
That could be 60, huh?
You got to win your division.
That shouldn't be hard, fam. You want that cheese.
You got to win that division this year, man. And if Eric Glenn is your defensive coordinator and he haven't changed.
We need to have a good talk, man. I want my money. You want your job, right?
Yeah.
Man. But anything else I got to say before we go, bro?
Man, nope. I can't wait to see Kay Cunningham.
I just want to see the Pistons win more than 50 games, bro.
What, this year?
I said I can't wait to win 50 games. I didn't say this year.
I think they're a year away. Boy. People think they're going to be trash this year. I just don't see it. The Magic Monty did with Phoenix in that first year, and then the second year, they were just like out here.
I remember that.
Yeah.
And they had a lot of guards with him, too. A lot of guards, I believe. But Monty?
Yeah, we do have a lot of guards, bro.
A lot.
That's about even when he was in Phoenix.
Yeah,
he had a lot of guards.
Yeah.
Now
I think he have more guards, bro.
The Phoenix era? Yes.
You got K, you got Jay, you got Marcus Sasser, you got Monte Morris, yeah. Got Killian Hayes.
Sheesh. I'm going to the game this year. Side note.
Well, we all are.
I need to hold you up. I'm starting Monte over Killian, but that's just my personal preference.
I think they're probably going to move Killian. It's just, I don't know what they're doing, to be honest with you. Because even at your wing, you got, is Joe Harris a guard?
No.
He's a small forward?
Actually, I don't even.
We don't know what he is.
I know what he is. Trash.
Wow. That is crazy.
Put dog on the couch, please.
That is crazy.
I do not like him. I'm sorry.
Man, he might change.
No.
He may change. The environment. No.
I don't care. The environment. All I need, when I heard of him and when I first got put on to him, like, you know, who he was, he's a shooter, right? Since that, he's been a shooter. Nothing about his game has changed. So because you done rolled your ankle and whatever else other injury you done had, you come back and you all of a sudden can't shoot no more. Why did we pick him up?
It's in his head, but I think it's going to change. He's going to be all right, man.
He can stay in his head at home.
But, okay, you got him. You got Thompson. You got
bro.
Isaiah Livers. You got Bogdanovich.
Bogdan. I like our team. Just get rid of that.
Then you got your bigs. I don't know what they're going to do with
Stewart.
Bagley. I know what they're going to do with Stewart.
I like all three of them together. Honestly, I like all three of who? Bagley, Stewart, Durin. I like all three.
How do you like Bagley? You ain't even seen him on a quarter now.
Like his game. What do you mean with them? I'm saying just off his game. I like him the way he plays. He should fit in.
Yeah, but you got James Wiseman there too.
Yeah.
What he gonna do?
Man,
what he gonna do? I don't know. I gotta see something from him. He gotta show me something. Just gotta show me.
I mean, they starting Jalen and
as they should,
and Stewart
as they should, because yeah, they some work.
I think it's Jalen, Stewart, and Thompson. They front court.
They some dogs.
Season starting October, right?
October, November, somewhere around there.
Yeah,
they some dogs. Stewart and Durin, they gonna go for it. Get after it.
I gotta get back into watching the Pistons again.
Yeah,
I'd be so off and on with them. I'd be like, bruh.
I don't know where you supposed to watch them at, for real. Because Bally, I don't think
Bally don't put them on them.
I think they went bankrupt.
We'll figure it out. That's tough.
But I don't know how you supposed to watch them.
I'm gonna keep up the show this year. Last year I was like kind of off and on. I went to two games.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's more than mine did.
You come with me to a game, bro.
All right.
I got you.
Yeah. But I don't know if Jaden Ivey gonna be in the future of this scene though.
I don't know.
What's wrong with him?
I'm just letting you know.
What's wrong with Jaden Ivey?
You talking like you got an inside scoop or something?
I'm just letting y'all know, dog.
What's wrong with dog? You don't shoot enough?
I don't know. I think Monty going to try it out. He going to try to make it work.
This will be his second year?
Yeah, this will be his second year.
Yeah, 4 year anything, contract. I'm telling him to go be best friends with Devin Booker.
I'm not.
I am.
I think his potential, I think Jaden Ivey, I think the best that he can be is Donovan Mitchell.
I mean, I'll take that.
Donovan Mitchell got a clip, though.
Yeah, I would
he,
say
that. Right. He can. He developed into that.
Yes.
So we asking Jaden to develop to be a shooter. And in order to do that, he might have to not be so
aggressive
on the court. And a lot of the offense to come to him.
I get what you're saying.
Everybody was like, everybody was like, oh, he averaged all these. He averaged the same amount of assists that K did his rookie year. And I'm like, well, those assists was different. Like, K probably would have averaged 10 assists if everybody was making 8 shots. Jesus Christ, that was a bad shooting team his rookie year.
Yeah, I'm about to say, man, I went to a couple games like, bro, come on, bro. Come on, bro.
Shooting team, bro.
So I see the need why they went to go get Bogdanovich for sure. But so then you have Jaden when K went down. He averaging like 7-8 assists. And I'm just like, a lot of those are dump offs because he ain't got nowhere to go. Mm-hmm. It's just dump us right to the big because he don't have anywhere else to go. No, it's not really truly creating for anybody else.
Westbrook.
Wrap this up. Let's go.
Well, I mean, he did.
Well, I think he should be looking at Donovan Mitchell. I think Donovan Mitchell should be his best friend.
That's his limit.
I think that's fine,
that's
right?
Bad.
That's not bad.
I love Donovan Mitchell.
But if he don't turn into that, then Monty have a situation on his hand. Mm-hmm. Because right now, for them to be a functional offense, he basically got to just be like, all right, K, you just end the halves. And Jaden got to push.
And do what you do. Well, we can say that for next episode.
Yeah.
To the next episode. I need that drop. But okay, go ahead.
All right, everybody watching, we appreciate y'all. First episode back of the year. We would like for y'all to like and subscribe and share this video. Reach out to us, tell us how we did and what y'all want us to talk about on the next episode. We will see y'all next Saturday. Might not be at 3:00, but we'll post it out. So catch us on any platform at the Huddle Up Podcast. I was about to say .com or some nuts. I really was.
It's coming.
So, yeah. So, we'll catch y'all next time. Y'all stay safe, man. Appreciate y'all for watching. Much love.
Y'all be easy.